This past week, the Ford Motor Company made public its plans to close 14 plants and to eliminate 30,000 jobs over the next 6 years. Thursday, General Motors announced that it had posted a deficit of $8.6 billion last year, the company's worst loss since 1992. The flow of red ink at the two big automakers did nothing to slow the flow of car enthusiasts at the Washington Auto Show. This weekend, it's drawing big crowds to the city convention center, which happens to be across the street from NPR. So yesterday, we walked over and talked to people about the wheels they saw.
My name is Fred Daniels. I'm from Columbia, Maryland.
You're taking a picture of that red convertible over there?
The Mercedes-Benz is the coupes. I guess I'm going through midlife crisis, and I need to check out the sports coupe. I never had one before, so now the kids are grown and out of my hair.
The show went beyond cars. Teenagers were mesmerized by a series of TVs showing the skateboarding video game Tony Hawk's Underground 2. In Jeep country, drivers could go up bumpy hills and over a big bridge. Lynn Alfala of Alexandria, Virginia, braved the Jeep course with three friends.
I'm actually looking at an SUV, maybe not this year, but just trying to get an idea of how they ride because they are big cars, and also looking at mileage, things like that.
She was not the only SUV shopper at the show.
I'm Rich Lahosky.
I'm Denise Lahosky. We're from Bryantown, Maryland. I am in one of the brand new top-of-the-line Explorers.
Ford Explorers.
Yep.
In the driver's seat.
I was actually looking at the Edge across the room, and I really, really like that one. We'll probably look at a variety today. Not necessarily just Fords.
Tell us your name and where you're from.
Ronnie Gilchrist, Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
And you drive an Escalade?
Yes, I've been driving an Escalade for about 3 years now.
What do you like about them?
It's a gorgeous machine. I may get a divorce, you know, when I buy this 07. My wife may leave me now, but I got to have it.
The auto industry's equivalent of carnival barkers tried to lure drivers over with drawings, giveaways, and tantalizing hints of future cars.
So make sure you do that. Those are pretty good odds. They beat the lottery, holla. You can win a free car right up front, 2006.
Those numbers include both coupe and convertible, and just as in the first year, both coupe and convertible will be released simultaneously. Coupe pricing right around $40,000 and convertible right around $45,000. So thanks so much for your time.
Voices from the Washington Auto Show this weekend at the Washington Convention Center.